think we ended up getting Kirby Smart with him being with David for 10 years. You think we'll be able to get something for 5-star recruits that they get?
I tell you what we do. Let me tell you what we do get with him, guys. He's a guy that's been recruiting Alabama, Georgia, and all.
He's at the top of your list, isn't he?
He knows all the high schools. He knows the high school coaches.
Is he at the top of your list?
If we go assistant coaches, yeah, yeah. There's no question. I mean, if Will Muschamp continues to do well at Florida, it goes to show you an assistant coach can just like.
Could go out and get anybody right now, you'd get Kirby Smart.
I'd go Chris Peterson or Patterson at TCU, but I don't think they're going to be available.
I don't know if you remember this. It
was, or Charlie Strong. I
got a text from John Daly 4 or 5 days after said incident. It said, John Gruden, you know what? I'm sticking by John Gruden next year.
He ain't doing it. He's got a plush gig.
Listen, Master Media. Master Media, he loves it.
He's bored with it.
I wish he would. That would be my number one choice, would be Gruden also, but I don't think
I could just – he would be great at press conferences. He would be a home run in living rooms.
He coached me in the Senior Bowl. So for about a week, I got to be around him, and he was our coach. You want to talk about a – just
intense.
Intent, a great mind, a football mind.
Yeah.
And then to know how to get with his players, and he'll come over and put his arm on you and love on you, and then he'll kick you in the butt when you mess up. You know, that's what you want. That's what any player
wants.
That's
what we want. No coach in the entire country would have changed long snappers during a game. No coach in the country would have done that. Great.
Good.
Just set that down anywhere. See why you were a linebacker.
Thank you, Matthew.
All right, Matt, but if you could go out and pick anybody right now, and this is just a wish list. You can have anybody, even the ones that are off limits like Nick Saban. You could have anybody.
Right, yeah. I mean, Saban's unbelievable. Pete Carroll, if he was to come back, which he's kind of turning the Seahawks around. But I tell you, somebody I really like is the Willie Taggart guy from Western Kentucky. You take Western Kentucky and beat a SEC school.
And
he's a young and up and coming.
They played
coach.
Alabama closer than we played them.
32-0. Yeah.
About six sacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's a good, young, enthusiastic coach. I mean, I think he'll be. You watch in the next 5 years, he'll be somewhere at a bigger program.
Matt Jones with the call there.
If he could just get anybody, I guess I would go Gruden.
Bill Cowher.
I heard his name brought up on.
Can I tell you that? Listen, Kentucky fans, y'all, all you Razorback fans, Kentucky fans are saying the same thing. John Gruden. I heard it yesterday on Brando's show or somewhere. They're saying John Gruden.
Well,
so
Kentucky
we're all
fans.
Have the same grandiose ideas that
Bobby
Petrino. That's the other one.
Unless he has an undying passion to get back in coaching again, he has the most cush gig. He is the most popular guy on ESPN. He's not up there. I mean, he's not on every day like Berman and all that.
He's got a great gig, high paying.
But when you go after a coach like that, you go after Patterson. The beauty of that is he brings Dick Bump City Bumpus with him. I mean, those guys come. Well, those guys.
I think Patterson has looked at Fayetteville and the drama that, and he's been a little closer than everybody else because he's been approached before and he's seen this play out over with Houston Nutt with
Brandon was talking about. Is this a good job? I'm gonna tell you what he says. What makes it tough. We don't have a lot of D1 players, and so it's So you've got not an easy job. I'm not saying you can't do it, but it's not one of those ones where you roll into Bama, Texas, Florida.
And now Texas Louisiana. Is in the SEC, so we can't use that deal where we go, look, you want to play in the SEC? We can't do it.
Yeah, I you look at what Penn State does. They went and got Bill O'Brien from New England and the Patriots. Great offensive mind, and I really think he's going to have a couple hard years now. But you watch, he is a coach that can bring Penn State back. Talented offensive mind. You watch their schemes. I don't know how you watch the football game, but seeing it as a quarterback, the way they look at it.
How they use the tight ends.
He has some great stuff going on, and I think
and he brought a lot of it from New England with him.
We need to find somebody like that then. If we're not going to get Gruden.
I think that the fans want a rock star.
Yeah, that's right.
The truth is, there's not a rock star available that you want. You're going to have to accept an up and comer, and hold your breath, cross your fingers, and hope that this guy does the job.
And look in the NFL programs, and look at the offensive coordinators. Because what did Petrino do? He came in and he was the offensive genius, and we were able to score points and win games. That's what we have to do at Arkansas because we're not going to recruit the big D linemen and have a great front seven like South Carolina or Florida State. We got to have an offensive-minded coach that's going to go with it.
And I remember you said last week, if you want to have a good defense, have you two big fat anchors right up there in the front.
Got to have them.
Did you ever have any?
We had a couple.
Yeah?
Yeah. We went Jacksonville, John Henderson. Y'all seen that YouTube video of John Henderson? He makes the trainer slap him in the face like five times until blood starts coming out.
You know, Matt's the kind of guy, if you're in the neighborhood, you live in Matt Jones, and you playing pickup football, don't you always want Matt on your team? All-time quarterback, we got Matt Jones.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him in the pickup games in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I told him I wanted to, you know.
No, don't.
What'd you say?
I wanted to practice snaps with him.
He wants.
It's Matt Jones, for crying out loud.
We got the two tallest Matts in Central Arkansas together. Young studs.
Best looking.
Got Matt's game coming up with the Matts?
One of them's future name is Pepper. Leave it at that.
Hey, it is 65 degrees outside. It's going to be nice all day long. Get out there and do it. Welcome to where classic rock lives.
It's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of weather over there, isn't it?
A lot of traffic, a lot of weather. Hey, going to be enjoying your company, too.
Knock, knock.